You still go to the Mormon church regularly?
No.
Okay. When you did go to, I'm totally unfamiliar with it. Do they have...
My own healthiness, I guess.
Are you familiar with other churches?
Yeah.
Other religions? Are they, how are they similar? Are there...
The Mormon church believes their primary thing is life hereafter.
Okay.
So they have what they call their temples.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to be, I mean, you have to really qualify for it. You have to, you know, live 15 years absolutely perfect, or you don't get to go in. But if you're sealed in the temple, then you will return to your original family when you get to heaven.
Okay.
Is their belief.
Okay.
Okay.
Is their church service, is their service similar? Or do you know what the difference is?
No, because they do not have a preacher per se.
Okay.
You know, they have a bishop, but... But when you go in, they just have like an opening prayer and so forth in this, and then they all go into their individual classrooms.
Okay. So they don't have a something in which a guy gets up and speaks for a long...
No, that's what I say. They don't have a pulpit preacher,
right,
per se.
Okay. Do they follow the gospel there at all?
Oh, yeah. And then also they have what they call the Book of Mormon.
Right.
That's a continuation of the Bible.
Okay.
It supposedly is Jesus' life after he came to the United States.
Okay. Do you do a fair amount of Bible study when you go to those rooms, or Book of Mormon study?
Exactly. Okay. Yes. That they do it on an individual situation, you know, individual basis, mm-hmm, there.
I've done classes like that in colleges where you do a big lecture and then you do a discussion. So something like that.
Uh-huh. Right. That is more what the Mormon Church does on Sundays.
Right.
You know, but then they hold their conferences at Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And so forth that way.
Okay. Would you happen to know the four books of the gospel offhand?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
You're the first person that got that one. Did your kids go off to school after high school, any of them?
Yes. Janice went to Rexburg, Idaho, mm-hmm, which is a Mormon college.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She graduated from up there. Mm-hmm. My son that I just lost went directly into the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 20 years there.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I would just tell him, got a commendation from President Bush.
Wow. Yeah. So did he retire from there, or was he still?
He retired from the Marines and then came home and died young. Anyway, then the next one went to college in Denver.
Okay.
Well, he went into St. Anthony's Hospital, mm-hmm, radiology course.
Wow.
It's a on-the-job training, mm-hmm, college. Okay.
Good deal.
And he's been in medical for the last 25 years.
Hmm.
And then I had one daughter that went to Adams State.
Mm-hmm.
And then my younger son went into the Army,
mm-hmm,
and spent 4 years in Korea.
Wow.
So,
cold there.
Right.
Do many kids in this area just go to Adams State? Or?
Oh, yeah, quite a few.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I had three brothers and one sister. I now have one brother and one sister.
Mm-hmm.
My sister lives in La Jara.
Okay. Did they have children?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What would those children call you? How would they address you?
Aunt Jean.
Okay. And what about your husband? How would they have addressed him?
I think more just like... just his name, Jimmy.
Okay.
So I don't remember him calling him Uncle Jimmy, but it's always Aunt Jean, you know.
Really? Do you have a lot of nephews and nieces?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you were growing up, were your teachers predominantly male or female or both? Or
mostly male.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the way it is around here? I mean, are there a lot of male teachers, or you think, or there were?